You're listening to the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Vanprate. Let's get going. Okay, so today we're going to talk about some chores. I'm out here getting my recycling ready, and yeah, it's important, I think, to continue to do everyday activities. Exercise. We can go out and go for a bike ride, and hi, okie dokie, as I head outside with my load of cargo. So it's important, to do your various bike rides, your runs, your weightlifting, your yoga, all that kind of stuff. But, you can still get a good, decent workout with your everyday activities, hauling around garbage, doing your vacuuming, smashing into back porch doors. So the doors are frozen because it's winter time as we're trying to get stuff outside, heading into my backyard currently through, we have a sun porch in the back. Trying to take the recycling out as we're in the backyard, and Oak is wandering around nicely. So, I think it's very important to realize too that, within this program, we're not just talking about, the hardcore exercise. You can pick away at it little by little. You can burn off the calories, gain strength by doing all the daily house chores. So don't shirk on those. They're super duper important, and not only are they necessities of life, but they're more functional. So a lot of people, they're really worried about weightlifting and how much weight they can lift or how many push-ups they can do or whatever. But the real key is what we're looking at here is functionality. As I lift, a heavy recycling bin, you're looking to do that properly. Squatting down properly, holding the heavy load close to your body. So, as I squat down to get the recycling bin, I pick it up and I keep it nice and close to my body. So certainly something really important to keep in mind. Is your daily chores, your daily activities, as we take out the recycling. Welcome, everybody, to episode 16 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. Today we talk about chores and getting you to realize that all the little things add up. I'd love to hear, what daily chores you guys are doing, or which ones you find maybe give you the best workout. I think vacuuming is certainly one that's underrated. I mean, you can really get a good upper body workout, and certainly if you do it at a vigorous enough pace, you can break a sweat. I've certainly done that as well. I still cut the grass, and I sort of use that in air quotes because my grass cutting ability is rather sparse, but my wife says, hey, go at it, and if you miss anything, then we'll fix it. But what particular chores do you do that you find task you, right? And again, remember, if it doesn't challenge you, it's not going to change you. So it's okay to use those house chores as a bit of a workout. So yeah, what do you do? A heavy one. Excuse me, okie dokie.
This topic I find is really important, especially through the winter when people are shut in a little bit and can't get outside to walk like they normally would or to their regular exercise facility. So it's really getting you to realize that every little bit counts, that increasing functionality is really the key. And we've had a lot of success stories so far within the program, so certainly would love to hear your success stories and how you keep fit and active indoors throughout the winter.
Hi, okie doke. Are you good to wait? Good job. All right, so there we go. Our recycling is out. Our groceries were done. Our garbage was done yesterday. Can do more house chores by doing some cleaning, some vacuuming, anything that really basically gets that heart rate up. And that's the key. If it's getting your heart rate up, you're headed in the right direction. And, you know, don't dismiss the daily activities, the daily chores. They certainly can go a long way into providing you with a good workout. All right, chore day is, well, it's not done, just one aspect. All right, there we go.
All right, everybody, so that is short and sweet, episode 16. It's really to get you to think about all the little things that you do around the house and how they can all add up to help you increase your fitness, your overall functionality, and keep you active and happy. So that's more of a thought for the day kind of podcast. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Certainly would love to hear how you guys keep active in the winter. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com.